B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You coming to beef face with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yeah, let's get going. By the way, next week, and I'll be out a few days, but Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis will have a special roundtable broadcast with special guests. Brent Celek and Birds insider Tim McManus will be a pre-training camp football roundtable. That's live from Riley's Pub at Valley Brook Country Club next Tuesday. That starts at 10 a.m., so stay tuned for that. Sound off is 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. We review the messages, and we play some of them.
Mike, I am with you 100% on the Nerys attitude. I tell you, I sat at that game Saturday night against the Nats, and I wanted to rip his head off. He's got no clout to do that. Every silly fan knows if the shoe was on the other foot, they'd be going ballistic about that has-been pitcher making a review comment to the dugout.
Well, Max Muncy said after the game, which was classic. He goes, well, I guess he was excited he finally got a save. He's only blown about 8 of them with us. Right? That's a great comment.
That's a good comment.
That's a good comeback.
The only problem is he's a dirty player.
Max Muncy?
Yeah.
Because he stepped on Reese?
Yeah, he's stepping on guys.
Max Muncy stepped on a Reese whose foot was on the bag.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How come this doesn't happen with anybody else? It's just the Dodgers. See, last year, Machado did it. I think it's taught by that goon Roberts, that manager.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
It's time for me to get in round four, baby. Training camps next week. Preseasons after that. Then the regular season.
Another football season almost upon us. Yes.
I can't wait.
And they've been happening more and more lately at the Phillies. The Eagles' chance have been there. They stopped for a while. They've been ratcheting up the last, and now for the rest of the season.
What's great about it is coming into a season when you actually think you have a chance to win is a completely different perspective for a fan base. It really is.
So that time of year again where all the Eagle yackers have visions of Super Bowls dancing in their head. You know, they're all excited about training camp opening up. They're going to analyze every aspect of training camp. Eagle chance at the Phillies games. We got a Phillies team that's in a wild card race. Grow up, freaking losers.
Man. That's something. I need more information on that guy. Because he first sounded like he'd be a Dallas Cowboy fan, right? But then he was a rabid Philly fan. But I don't understand why you would pit football against baseball at this particular time when the football, if you're a Philadelphia sports fan, will buoy you through the fall. I don't understand that call. Need more information on that guy.
I don't care if the Phillies won or lost today. They stink. The whole front office has got to be fired. The whole pitching staff should be fired besides Nola. And Gabe has to go. Thank you. Put us out of our misery.
Front office not going anywhere. They just signed an extension. Gabe's not going anywhere. Why do you keep going down this path? Deal with what you can deal with. These guys are here for better or for worse.
What the President of the United States said was totally wrong, and I think it should be mentioned on sports radio, television, or anything. This whole notion that you can't speak about political things on sports radio is nonsense. Sports radio has a platform. That platform should be used at times when things are said incorrectly.
Well, the people who are anti-Trump should know that he is working tirelessly to get ASAP Rocky released from a Swedish prison. ASAP Rocky from a Swedish prison. The only problem is he thought it was actually Sylvester Stallone and not ASAP Rocky.
Hey.
I'll say ASAP.
Yes, you said ASAP.
That's part of the mob. He's part of the mob.
Sorry, man.
ASAP Ferg. Yeah, he's part of the ASAP.
ASAP. It's like a thing. We'll explain later.
Yeah.
I don't know why the y'all keep acting like Ben Simmons is good. If he don't got no jumper, then how is he good? Because if they stop the middle up, then it's like who? It's like, y'all know what it's like.
Oh, Ben, let's see what you're doing to people. You're dividing the masses with a jump shot.
When I listen to Gabe Kapler with his press conferences and whatnot, he literally sounds like he could be like a coach or an office person for the Flyers. He's just a robot. You can just sub Paul Holmgren and Kapler out. It's the same thing. No emotion, nothing with nobody.
Yeah, so he does. His lack of emotion doesn't bother me. When he makes bad moves, it'll bother me. But not his lack of his demeanor. Any baseball manager's demeanor doesn't bother me.
15 and under, you get to bring the glove in. If you're 15 and older, not only do you not get to bring the glove, you wear a big B on your shirt for violation. It's ridiculous. I'll bet most of these idiots that do that are guys that couldn't play to begin with back in the day. They're just, look at me. I got my glove now. I can catch a foul ball.
Yeah, but somebody emailed me and said, I bring the glove for protection since they don't have that net up yet, Tyrone. The glove is a protection method. Yeah, which I think is BS. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
them.
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
The next baseball show is next in the Devon and Joe Torti at NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for a quick slants and the Phillies pregame show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Dumb and Dumber are headed to Cooperstown. Me and one room Johnny Clark.
I can't deal.
We'll talk to you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.